A KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Top of the news today on a Thursday, the 8th day of August. The Calavera Sheriff's Office still asking for your help in finding Helen Coltrip, a missing 87-year-old San Andreas woman. Now, there has been a change in the description. Now, Coltrip is 87 years old, 5'6" tall, 200 pounds, short white curly hair and brown eyes. She wears glasses at times around her neck. Now, the description has changed in the vehicle that she was driving. Helen was last seen driving a 2010 beige Toyota Yaris. License plate 6WWY181. Now, she was last spotted Saturday the 3rd in Valley Springs, pulling out of the Marvell parking lot onto Highway 26 westbound between 1:30 and 3:30. She lives in San Andreas and is known to frequent Jackson, Valley Springs, Hogan, and Angels Camp. But once again, she was driving a 2010 beige, not silver. It was first reported as a silverish blue car, and in the photos it does look that color, but it is actually beige. So if you have seen a 2010 beige Toyota Yaris, again, license plate 6WWY181, contact local law enforcement.
And Amador County continuing its efforts to mitigate hazards associated with dead and dying trees. Currently a project underway in the Volcano Fiddletown area, another along Bear River Road. Additional projects are in the planning phase. Now, to assist landowners, the Natural Resource Conservation Service has created a pool of funds that can be used to address removal of dead trees within 100-foot defensible space zones around habitable structures. The program is called the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, or RCPP. If you want to find out more about the program, contact the Amador County Resource Conservation District in Jackson. The RCPP also provides funding and technical assistance to people with larger properties where tree mortality has had a significant impact, or where a landowner simply wants to know more about their options for management. RCPP is funded through 2022, but funds are limited. Be the first in line to ask for service. If you have questions about the county's program, contact Dr. Richard Harris, Tree Mortality Program Manager, at 707-685-5508.
Well, more residents in Amador and Calaveras County have been reporting scam calls over the past week from PG&E. According to the utilities Brandy Merlot, any Pacific Gas and Electric Company customer receiving calls from someone claiming to represent PG&E and requesting personal information, payment on past due balances, or trying to sell a product or service should just hang up the phone. Merlot says be aware that scammers can disguise their true phone numbers or simply claim to be PG&E. They also call requesting immediate payment or you'll face disconnection. According to Merlot, it can be hard to figure out the amount of scams related to PG&E that happen because at times it goes unreported, either because customers don't know right away they were scammed or they're embarrassed to report if they fell for it. Even if you don't fall for a scam, customers do not always report the scams to the utility or law enforcement. Now, PG&E takes security seriously and will work actively with law enforcement to help stop any scam victimizing customers. If you feel you may have received such a call recently, contact local law enforcement, then PG&E at 1-800-743-5000.
It's an evening for farmers markets on both sides of the river tonight. The Calaveras Grown Certified Farmers Market will be open today in the Demonstration Garden at Government Center in San Andreas from 4 to 6 p.m. The market features vendors, live music, and activities for kids. Or join the Plymouth Foothill Rotary Club and the Amador Farmers Market Association this evening, 5 to 8, for the Plymouth Farmers Market. Eat, drink, listen to music, shop at McGee Park on Main Street. Vendors will sell locally grown produce, baked goods, art, and other surprises.
And the latest production of the Main Street Theater Works, Alone Together, opens this Friday and Saturday. This is a heartfelt comedy for parents who understand what it means to have boomerang kids. After 30 years of child rearing, George and Helen Butler are practically drooling with anticipation as their youngest son, Keith, drives off to start college. But dreams of carefree days and passion-filled nights are quickly dashed when eldest son, Michael, followed by middle son, Elliot, take up residence in the bedroom of their youth. Now, Mom and Dad have to figure out how to push them back out of the nest. Alone Together runs Friday and Saturdays, again August 9th through September 7th at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater. Tickets are available at mstw.org, and I believe we're going to be speaking with one of the actors, one of the starring roles, Julie Anker, sometime either later this week or first of next week.
And the ARC's 11th talent show, We Are the World, set for tomorrow, featuring inspirational acts by the ARC performers. The show will brighten your day by celebrating humanity and human compassion through love, music, dancing, and more. Again this year, the talent show is being hosted by the Jackson Rancheria in the hotel's Grand Oak Ballroom at 1 p.m. The show is free. However, a donation to benefit the ARC's music program is greatly appreciated. The ARC supports people in our community with intellectual and developmental disabilities. For more info, call 267-5978 or visit them online, arcofamador.org.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning. Chris Galton from the Senior Center will be here at 7:40. Then at 8:30, our good friends Joe and Gary from Top Cop. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news brought to us today by Sutter Amador Hospital and Howard's Body Shop. We're back with Weather Roads and more and all that kind of good stuff in just a moment.